Millions of people share material like videos and news stories with their friends and family over the internet every day. They use social media websites like Facebook and Twitter to do so. In 2016, the Pew Research Center reported about 62% of adults in the United States get their news from social media. Now, some U.S. colleges and universities have decided they want some of that internet action. And they are using a kind of web content known as clickbait to get it. Clickbait is content that is designed to attract web users and persuade them to click on a link to a web page. Clickbait often uses shocking headlines that make users feel like they have to know more, like what famous stars look like without makeup, or five common foods that could kill you. People are likely to want to learn what those foods are. So they click on the link. Often, this leads to a page with an advertisement written as a news report. And the page is also usually filled with more clickbait.
The more clicks these websites get, the more advertisers pay the website owners. BuzzFeed is one of the most popular websites in the U.S. For years, critics have viewed BuzzFeed as a major source for what they call clickbait. Some BuzzFeed reports are based on lists like 23 things parents should never apologize for, or 50 tweets that show how different America and Britain are. The lists include lots of pictures and little written information. Other BuzzFeed reports are advertisements, like 13 things you could actually buy if you didn't have student loan debt. The University of Wyoming paid for that one. The ad promotes the school's lower costs of education. Temple University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was one of the first universities to partner with BuzzFeed in 2015. Shortly after, schools like Indiana University and the University of Wyoming began working with BuzzFeed as well.
Chad Baldwin is the vice president of communications at the University of Wyoming. His school paid $100,000 for two pieces of material from BuzzFeed in 2016. He admits it was costly, but he said the stories on BuzzFeed have received more than 100,000 views. There are a lot of the traditional things we still use, Baldwin said, but the social media element is huge, and anyone who resists engaging in those ways is probably going to get left behind. Jay Baer is the creator of U.S.-based Convince and Convert, a marketing company that deals mostly with social media. He is also a parent of a high school student currently choosing a college to attend. Baer said, "There are many media companies that do this type of branded advertising for businesses. This includes large newspapers like the New York Times." And he feels that universities should have considered this method of advertising much sooner. But he also said he is concerned about the ethics of universities using this kind of advertising and about news media sites that receive money from businesses.
As a parent, I wondered whether this was actually informing potential students and how trustworthy it is, Bear said. Does it concern me as a citizen that people who report the news are also making material for money? Yeah, of course. But I don't know what the alternative is. Stephen Logadisi is the Vice President of Global Brand Development for BuzzFeed. He said BuzzFeed does not create clickbait, and its content is not all paid advertising. Logadisi said BuzzFeed understands how young people react to advertising. He said most do not trust or even see information on television or in print media. He said young people seek information from content shared on social media.
It's always been, how do I get the message that I want to say in front of the people I need it in front of, Logadisi said. With social media now, companies have to think about, how do I say what they want to hear and not necessarily what I want to say? And at the end of the day, now companies are competing with friends and family and coworkers and trusted news sources and all these other things. In traditional advertising, a company tells an advertiser exactly the kind of message it wants to send. But BuzzFeed studies its most popular stories and uses that information to create copy. Instead of forcing people to listen to a company's message, BuzzFeed includes parts of that message in with other interesting material. For example, the online music service Spotify paid BuzzFeed for a branded marketing campaign in 2014. BuzzFeed then created a story for them with the headline, 15 of the best bands to come from college campuses.
Jennifer Cronin is a professor of marketing and social media in the Mendoza School of Business at the University of Notre Dame. She noted that BuzzFeed's materials could be considered clickbait. But she said, there is also nothing wrong with that. And the website clearly shows what is and is not paid advertising, she said. Yet she did warn that several companies have faced trouble recently for things they have said or shared themselves online. Companies can lose public favor easily if they are connected to online material considered offensive or untrustworthy. She said, colleges are supposed to be very elite and centered on academics. And so, when you use these other methods, if you do it poorly, then there is the chance that you could harm your reputation. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Pete Musto.